So, content repurposing, it's getting a lot of attention in 2026. Why is it so important right now, especially for small and medium businesses?
Great question. I mean, the online space is more crowded than ever. Businesses are fighting for attention and creating fresh content every single day. That's tough, especially when you've got a small team and a tight budget. Content repurposing lets you take one solid piece of content and adapt it into multiple formats for different platforms. So instead of making 10 things from scratch, you make one and get 10 out of it.
Right, so you're maximizing what you've already created. And I've heard some pretty interesting stats around this. What kind of results are small businesses actually seeing?
Yeah, the results are encouraging. Many small business owners report noticeable increases in engagement rates from repurposing content, and a significant portion also see improvements in conversions. Plus, a large majority are already using some form of content repurposing. The biggest benefit is saving time, which many say makes a huge difference. That's followed by improved brand visibility and stronger audience engagement.
Mm-hmm, I see.
So this goes beyond just doing more with less and also focuses on being seen in more places, which builds trust. When potential customers see your brand on multiple platforms, whether it's a blog, a video, a podcast, or social media, they start to recognize you as an authority, and that recognition is critical.
That makes sense. Over half of small business owners using AI to repurpose content say it's been effective in increasing sales and speeding up the buying process, right?
Exactly. Nearly two-thirds report improved marketing effectiveness and productivity. And here's the thing. If you're not repurposing, you're probably working way harder than you need to. It's like baking one cake and only serving one slice. Why not cut it up and share it with everyone?
Ha, I like that analogy. Now, let's talk about scaling operations. How can small businesses use repurposing to rapidly grow without burning out their teams?
Well, manual content creation is slow. If you're doing everything by hand, you're looking at a week or more just to produce a single multi-format campaign. But with the right tools, you can automate a lot of that. For example, one topic can be transformed into 8 different content formats: news articles, blog posts, videos, shorts or reels, podcasts, infographics, slideshows, and social posts. Then you distribute all of that across hundreds of platforms automatically.
So instead of hiring a whole team of writers, video editors, and social media managers, you're using technology to handle the heavy lifting. How much faster are we talking?
Way faster. You can generate a full week's worth of content in about 20 minutes, and the content gets published on over 300 sites, Google News, YouTube, Spotify, major news affiliates, social media channels. That generates free organic multi-channel traffic, so you're getting multi-channel traffic without the usual grind.
That kind of speed really highlights the power of multi-channel traffic. We'll dig more into how that converts into long-term ROI in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Ampifier. Ampifier is a content marketing company offering a partially automated omnichannel distribution model. They help companies of all sizes increase organic traffic and build authority by partnering with over 300 reputable news sites and social media channels. If you're looking to boost exposure and strengthen your reputation affordably, check them out at the link in the description.
All right, back to multi-channel traffic. How does that translate into actual ROI compared to traditional paid advertising?
The difference is significant. Paid ads stop the moment you stop paying. There's a case study of a fitness equipment brand that turned a $5,000 monthly investment into $1,845,000 in sales over 6 months. That's about a 61.5 times return on content spend. After 9 months, they saw over 11,000 monthly blog visitors.
Those numbers are incredible. Any other examples?
Yeah, an online medical store saw organic traffic go from 1,500 to over 10,000 unique monthly visitors in just 8 weeks, and sales increased by 51%. The key was answering buyer questions. About 82% of people research online before they buy. If you're not there with helpful content during that research phase, you're missing out.
So the focus is on intercepting customers when they're actively looking for answers, not just hoping they click on an ad.
Definitely. And there's another advantage. Brands that implement structured repurposing systems see a 3 to 5 times increase in content ROI. Content repurposing saves 60 to 80% of content creation time compared to starting from scratch, which leads to substantial cost savings. You're getting more visibility, more trust, and lower costs all at once. In other words, you're multiplying your impact while cutting down the effort. Same idea, different angle.
Right. Have you ever wondered how a small business with limited resources can compete with bigger companies that have huge marketing budgets?
That's a fair question. The answer is efficiency and smart distribution. Content marketing strategies can generate 300% more leads at 62% lower cost compared to traditional outbound marketing. When you're showing up everywhere, social media, video platforms, search engines, podcasts, you're building authority signals. Search engines and AI platforms start recognizing you as trustworthy, so they recommend you more often.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And each piece of content reinforces the others. The content formats matter too. About 46% of marketers say repurposing is more effective than creating content from scratch. You're not reinventing the wheel every time. You're taking proven, high-performing content and reshaping it for different audiences and platforms.
So, to everyone listening, if you're running a small or medium business and you're feeling stretched thin, this is a way to scale without hiring a whole new team. You're using automation and smart repurposing to do the work of 10 people.
Yeah, and volume alone won't cut it. Quality matters. Specialized AI trained on marketing content that converts performs better than general purpose AI. You get higher output quality, better engagement, and stronger results. I remember working with a local bakery owner a couple years back. She had one amazing blog post about gluten-free baking that got tons of shares. We turned it into a video series, some infographics, and social snippets. Within 3 months, her website traffic tripled.
That's a perfect example of how repurposing can work in the real world. Now, what about timeline? How long does it usually take to see results?
Most businesses see positive results within 3 to 6 months, with substantial growth between month 6 and 12. Search engines and social algorithms need time to recognize quality content and begin prioritizing it. The lower your competition and the more campaigns you publish, the faster you'll see results. A local business might see great results with one campaign per week or even per month. An e-commerce business in a competitive industry might need daily campaigns to stay ahead.
So you can scale this based on your needs and your market. And you mentioned earlier that content keeps working long after publication. That's a huge advantage over paid ads.
Absolutely. Organic content builds equity in your business. You're getting traffic, authority, credibility, and trust. And when customers see your brand on major news sites, podcast platforms, and social media, they're more likely to buy from you because they recognize you as an expert.
That's the power of being everywhere. You're not just hoping someone finds you. You're making sure they see you wherever they look. So, for anyone out there still relying solely on paid ads, what would you say to them?
I'd say diversify. Paid ads are great for quick wins, but organic content gives you stability and long-term growth. You want both working together. When someone sees your ad and then finds your content everywhere they research, that's when trust really builds.
Perfect. So, to wrap up, content repurposing centers on efficiency, reach, and long-term ROI. It lets small businesses compete with bigger players by being smarter, not just bigger.
Exactly, and the tools are there to make it happen. You just need to commit to the process and let the content do the work.